USA Radio News.
All sides seem to be talking regarding a funding bill that would fund the government and stop a partial government shutdown. Although Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News, there's one thing people seem to forget when we have all this talk about shutdowns.
I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down because we always pay the people for not working. So they'll declare 80% of the people up here unessential, meaning they don't have to show up for work, but we always pay them. I don't understand that. They're unessential. We keep paying them.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was supposed to be sentenced today for lying to FBI agents about contact he had with top Russian officials. Now, that was delayed for 90 days. Meanwhile, stocks were in positive territory today, with the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 23,676. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The White House indicated on Tuesday they are doing their best to avoid a partial government shutdown and are looking for alternate funding for President Trump's border wall if Congress doesn't meet his demands. The president's former top economic advisor, Gary Cohen, tells CBS this morning that a shutdown is not good.
We never want to see the government shut down. Mm-hmm. Shutting a government down, shutting a business down is never a good move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful that the Congress can get together in the next couple of days here and deliver something to the president that makes sense that he's willing to sign.
The former head of CBS will not cash in on his way out the door after multiple sexual abuse allegations surface. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
He's going to pay the price for his conduct. The board of directors at CBS announced former CEO Les Moonves will not get his $120 million severance package. Moonves forced out in September following allegations of sexual misconduct.
Actress Penny Marshall died at the age of 75. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Christmas is one of the most popular holidays in the United States. It's also one of the most expensive, as Americans are projected to spend over $700 billion over the holiday season. One of the things people like doing is heading to holiday parties. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Jo Gonzalez. She's an analyst with Wallet Hub. And now Wallet Hub recently did a study where they talked about some of the more reasonable Christmas parties and places you can go to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas parties have now, you know, become on the same level as New Year's Eve parties. There's really a lot to do for people who are staying put in their city for the holidays or making it a destination trip. But places like San Francisco, San Jose, St. Petersburg have some of the highest average party tickets in terms of price at just well over $100. That's five times more than you'll find in a Buffalo, New York, or a Durham, North Carolina. So that's something that certainly had a huge swing.
In that same study, Wallet Hub also found out that Miami has the most Christmas tree farms per square root of the population. Gonzalez explains that.
Yeah, Miami surprised us too. It has the most Christmas tree farms per capita. Behind that was Portland, which I think makes more sense, Gilbert, Arizona, and then New York City. So really all over the place. Again, you get to places like Miami, like Gilbert, that have a little bit of a drought problem sometimes, so they really make sure to import Christmas trees to make sure everyone can be satisfied.
For USA